Traveling music to start the show today. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Nice to be back, actually. How many days of being sick and in bed, going to bed at 8 o'clock at night and getting up at, not till 7, 8 o'clock the next morning, 12 hours of sleep. Oh, it'd be great if I was on a transatlantic flight or something where I could sleep the whole way. But tell you what, enough about my problems. By the way, Joy Cardine and everybody else, thanks a lot for filling in for me on the show. It was great to have you do that. And it's great to be back, and it's great to be able to talk to Rick Cini. Rick, travel expert, and he is the owner of, co-founder of FareCompare.com. Back with us today to talk about cheaper flying. Sometimes that comes at a cost. He'll certainly be taking your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk at WPR.org or post on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. Rick Cini, welcome back.
Hey, Larry. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, so sick. You know, actually being on a plane, we've talked about this in the past, but when you're really sick and on a plane, do the germs get spread around like people think?
Yeah, well, they don't, as you would expect. Actually, the filters on aircraft are more like hospital filters, so you're pretty safe there. The problem is typically the bottom of the tray table, the armrest, that's where you find all the good stuff. And that's why a lot of people bring wipes with them, sanitization wipes with them, and they wipe down the back of the tray, top of the tray, and the armrest. That's where you're going to find flu and a variety of other things typically on an aircraft.
That's interesting and good to know. You know, beginning March 1st, American Airlines is going to be offering basic economy fares on, a limited number of routes. Can you tell us why they launched these new options?
Yeah, so the basic economy prices are sometimes 25% of what you would normally expect of prices. And the main reason they did that was to actually compete better with airlines like Spirit Airlines and more recently Frontier and what is known in the industry as the ultra-low-cost airline model, where you see ticket prices for $29 round trip, $59 round trip, $100. And specifically, what was happening is that especially on certain longer flights at the last minute, airlines would be charging, especially legacy airlines like American, Delta, and United, would be charging $1,200, $1,300 on the route. Spirit and Frontier would be charging $400 or $500 at the last minute. And a lot of people were defecting over and saying, I'll gut it up. And there is a difference between the experience. There's a lot of fees related with Spirit Airlines and Frontier. You have to know how to fly. But as long as you're packing light and flying light and you actually do everything ahead of time and don't do it at the airport where there's a bunch of penalties for doing stuff at the airport with Frontier and Spirit, it actually can be much cheaper. And that's why they've basically launched these prices is to compete with there. And that's great. That's good for consumers. Anytime we have competition, that's really good for consumers.
Yeah. So who would benefit the most probably from this option?
Well, you know, if you don't really care about, you know, getting there in a timely fashion, you're not going to be typically on a nonstop necessarily. You're going to be in row 33. It's going to take you 25, 30 minutes to deplane. The seat assignment's going to be assigned to you on row 33, and it's going to be a middle seat likely. If you're traveling with a family of four, you may or may not get to travel with all your family members. Now, there is some rules now for children 12 and under. They're required to seat you together. Essentially, you actually cannot put a bag in the overhead bin, at least on the American version of this fare. So it's only you could only have a bag underneath your feet. If you do actually bring a bag to the gate, they actually fine you. So charge you for the bag, and there's a fine and penalty. That's why you need to know how these fares work ahead of time.
Yeah, I had to pay in advance. It was like $35 or $40 for a bag, but they told me, well, if you'd waited till you got to the ticket desk or to board, you'd have paid $75.
Yeah, and there's lots of penalties for showing up at the airport. I mean, they even, in the case of Spirit, they charge you a fee for actually printing out your boarding pass at the airport. So you have to actually do it at home if you want to save some money. So you have to, once you figure out the rules, and here's the problem, a lot of people buy these tickets, they'll buy them on an online travel agency like Expedia or something, and then they don't realize all these things are attached to it. They just see the great price. They get to the airport, and they start asking for your credit card, and it doesn't take a while to get very crabby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, aside from the basic economy fares, what else can we do to find cheaper flights?
Well, generally, there's three rules of thumb that you want to do no matter when you're shopping, and every route's different, and that's what we specialize in at Fare Compare. We're a bunch of computer geeks and been doing it for a long time. But essentially, there's three basic rules that you want to sort of adhere to that will always save you money. The first thing is don't shop too early. In general, airlines don't start to manage their cheapest price seats for domestic until about 3 months or so. And international, that's about 5 months. So if you're buying your tickets 8 or 10 months in advance, you're probably buying too early. So essentially, don't buy too early. And then on the flip side of that, you don't want to buy too late. If you're buying inside of 30 days before departure, you're playing right into the airline's hands. The airlines know every one of our spring breaks, every weekends we like to go, every holiday, every day of the week that we like to go. And if you're inside of 30 days, they have you sort of over a barrel, and you don't want to get inside that. I think the other part of it, too, the other couple rules are you want to fly on the cheapest days to fly, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Those are the three cheapest days to fly. Even if you do it on half your trip, you'll gain that benefit. For international travel, especially transoceanic, Pacific and Atlantic, it's Monday through Thursday is cheaper than Friday through Sunday. And the last thing I will note, too, is the perfect time to shop typically is Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Time. The main reason for that is about two-thirds of all sales are filed late Monday night. Now, you might think, okay, great, I'll start shopping Tuesday morning, sort of just past midnight. But that's not when you want to shop because the other airlines haven't seen those prices in the market yet. They get to work and see those prices at 10 a.m. They start to throw those prices in the system by about 1 p.m. They hit the reservation systems around 2 p.m. So you have the maximum number of cheapest seats.
There we go. Kim in East Troy has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Kim. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I am traveling to Phoenix on April 30th. I was staying for a week, and we need to rent a car. And the prices have just been all over the board. So I'm just wondering, is there sort of a steadfast rule of thumb for car rental? And for Phoenix, what would you suggest as far as a time frame? Just waiting, you know.
Sorry, for your have you purchased your tickets yet?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah, so you're just looking for a car, yeah. So,
just a car rental.
Yeah, car rentals, the best place to shop, in my opinion, for car rentals is on meta search sites. We don't actually have them on our site, but Kayak has a good car rental section. Orbitz has good, which is basically Expedia now. And essentially, you get some good comparison shopping right there for those particular car rentals. But what you're going to find is ones that are off-site, like Enterprise and a few of the other ones, are going to be your cheaper ones, but they are a little more painful to get to and get around. And you just make sure that, for example, you know ahead of time whether or not you actually your collision waivers and all that are actually good with your credit cards or your home insurance program, because that can save you a lot of money. In many cases, the insurance is almost as much as the car.
Mm-hmm. And in general, though, is it something that you should shop like the airlines 30 days before or 60?
Oh, well, from that perspective, there it's a little less volatile than airline tickets. So in that case, you still want to buy them outside of 30 days before departure. You still have a window of time right there. But that time of season, you have two things going on in that area. You have you have spring break, and you also have spring training going on. And that's why you're probably going to see prices be a little bit higher during that time frame.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. You are listening to the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Kate Archer-Kent joins me, the traveling galley caller. She flies all over the place.
Oh, dear.
Even in the building of Wisconsin Public Radio, she
yet
just
rack up no miles.
She racks up miles just running from one end of the building to the other. And you know what? She's here to help me raise some money. I mean, we need some money to pay for the programs that you enjoy, programs like this one. So I hope you'll give your support. And you can do it by going to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And Kate, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, last hour we heard from almost 30 new and returning members, and thank you for those pledges. It's been a really exciting day. Right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match, which makes it even more exciting. That match is up to $4,000, and this generous match is from current members, including supporters in Madison and Middleton, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
Over the next 45 minutes or so, if I'm not mistaken. So we got about 45 minutes to do that,
folks. Time's a ticking, right.
Time's a ticking. You know, it's great that these current members do this. It's their way of encouraging you to join them and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. I love that. You can double your support for the programs you love. Just give now. Say you give $200, it's going to be matching. You're going to be like giving $400. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And here's some philosophy for you. What does public radio mean? Public radio means listener-supported radio.
She is the philosopher flyer extraordinaire here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You know what? Listener-supported radio, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. You know, we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars. Listener support is still the single largest source of WPR's budget, so your contribution, any amount, it really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're looking for the best way to make a gift to WPR, become a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll be making these automatic monthly contributions from your credit card or your bank account.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. I know some who give $100 a month. Really, the amount totally up to you. As a sustainer, you're going to be an ongoing member of WPR. We're building a stable source of revenue for us. You know, I hope it's your favorite station. Contribute right now. Become a sustainer at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This membership drive is the first of our centennial year, and we have something special for you. Your gift of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for a WPR fandom package. It's our way of saying thanks for your support. This package is perfect for any WPR enthusiast. It includes top-notch electronics, tickets to an event featuring On Point's Tom Ashbrook, with added perks like dinner and an overnight stay in Milwaukee, and a bunch of great WPR swag. Find the details online at WPR.org, and sustainers, you're automatically entered. Make your gift now, you'll support the programs you love, and get entered in the drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during the winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent. Asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, maybe it's 10 or 15 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And new members are so important to Wisconsin Public Radio. A huge thank you to all the first-time donors who have pledged so far this hour.
And if you've never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount. $5, $10, $15 a month, and then give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you listen to the talk programs on WPR's Ideas Network, you participate in a statewide conversation. You hear from experts, perhaps travel experts as you are this hour. You also learn from the interesting and diverse experiences of your neighbors all over the state.
You go out into the world a more well-rounded person every day, full of engaging topics to think and talk about. Because you value being well-informed, I hope you'll make a pledge to the station that keeps you connected. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And what's so fabulous about the present is that we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including supporters in Madison and Middleton. Your gift of $50, voila, turns into $100. $100 turns into $200, and you get the picture. So take advantage of this match. Double your support for WPR programs like The Larry Mueller Show when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So far, we've convinced one person to contribute, and that person contributed $240. You know what? Now that's a $480 gift from that person. And it's easy to do. I know that person could tell you that. It takes a couple minutes of your time. And a gift, any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every single day in the form of your great programs you hear on WPR. Show your support right now. Get your pledge matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, so I really hope you'll make a habit of donating, too. It's a good habit. I've had that habit a long time. I hope it's a habit I'm proud of. I bet it'll be a habit you can be proud of as well. Get started today. You can help with your pledge any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we've got so many ways to say make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You've heard them before. We can say stand up and be counted, make your voice heard, support what you love. You do all of those things, and you really, truly make a difference when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, and we have a lot of dollars.
we have
$3,700 left to raise here. So give right now at WPR.org at 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far.
Support the radio you love and ask for the new WPR t-shirt. It's fabulous. It's yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, your gift of any amount is your chance to win the WPR fan package.
Taking a look at air travel today with Rick Cini. Rick is CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He comes by about once a month to talk with us about how to get the best deal on your flight. And lots of callers online, Rick, so let's go right to the phones again and to John in Sun Prairie. John, thanks for waiting. Hello.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure, what's on your mind?
So we have about a 10-day trip planned, O'Hare to London, and we shopped around really hard through Momondo and other sites and got a decent fare. There were a lot of other difficulties actually dealing with it online, but turns out they want to seat all six of us in the middle seat, one behind the other, all separated. My boys are 13 and 14, so I guess they're a little older than what you said. Is there, and they want to charge us $77 per ticket if we move anybody. Is there anything we can do about this? This
was there's a couple different things you can do. Which airline did you buy your tickets on?
I think it's Aer Lingus on the way back. It might be British Air. I actually forget the details.
Okay, yeah. So it could be either one. Yeah, so either way, both of them, whether it's British Airways or Aer Lingus, essentially, are all the people on the same reservation?
Yes.
Okay, so you have six people on the same reservation. So typically what happens is all the seats that you pay for or are going to be paid for up until the 24-hour mark. So essentially, if you want to move around and have, you know, essentially seat selection, unless you have status on Aer Lingus or British Airways, some sort of elite status, they're not going to release the rest of the seats around you until the 24-hour mark. So you can do one of two things. You can either pay the fee, which is, as you mentioned, pretty exorbitant in some cases, right?
Yeah.
Or on the flip side, you could wait to the 24-hour mark. And when I mean wait to the 24-hour mark, I mean 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds before your departure time. Get online, and then you'll see the other seats start to come loose, right? Because everybody else is in the same boat that you are, that doesn't want to pay $77 or $80 to move around their seats ahead of time for those particular flights. And when you do that, if you're online, make sure you have a couple different tabs open, one for Aer Lingus and one for British Airways, depending on which one you are, and then you should be able to move your seats around at no cost. At least you might not get everybody in the same spot. Really, you're going to have to pay a fee to do that, but you might get other people close to each other.
Wow, great advice. Thank you.
All right, thanks. But you be quick on the trigger, John. I think Rick was emphasizing that.
Yeah, no, you definitely. There's going to be a rush because this kind of tip is going to be all the other people have the same tip, so they all rush in. You see the same thing happen with, for example, Southwest Airlines when people want to get in. You know, they have different groupings. You know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 35, 45, and they release those groupings right at the 24-hour mark. And there actually have been services that did it for you on your behalf, logged in, and then they are. Were actually shut down by Southwest because they didn't want people to have automated services helping them do that.
No, I've done that, and it's, boy, you really want to be quick on the trigger with Southwest and probably with every other airline.
Yeah, they're pretty much all the same. Aer Lingus is a little bit different, so they have a little bit different philosophy, but British Airways for sure is one of those ones he can hop in there and hopefully get his entire family closer together.
Let's go to Ann in Green Bay next. Ann, hi, thanks for calling.
Hello. I haven't flown for a while, but you talked earlier about if you book on one of these online sites, you get to the airport and you have all these extra fees. Is it better to book your flight directly through the airline that you're going to go with? And
well,
Yeah,
so, well, you know, it's one or the other. I mean, essentially, you just need to know the rules. If you're booking on an online travel agency like Expedia or some of the other ones, essentially, your ticket is then shared between the agency and the airline. So you can make changes with both the airline and you have that six-digit reservation number you can use to access it. But essentially, you just need to know the rules either way. A lot of people buy their tickets on Spirit Airlines and Frontier and still don't know the rules because they don't read all the fine print that's on the checkout page. So even if you're on those airlines with those particular fees directly, a lot of people don't find out to the first time they fly them. So you have to sort of be proactive nowadays, especially with all the stuff that's going on with fees. Now, I'll note that people like Southwest don't have the two most common fees, which are change fees and bag fees. And most of the fees that you find are optional. On these ultra-low-cost airlines like Allegiant and Spirit and Frontier, there's a lot of fees that are actually required if you bring a bag and it has to go underneath a seat, and they have carry-on fees, and they have overhead bin fees, they have check fees, they have printing your boarding and pass out at the airport fees. Those are the ones you need to know about.
Okay. Are there any of these sites that are not really legitimate?
No, I think almost all of them are legitimate. I mean, Fair Compare.com, you can come shop. You have the biggest meta-search sites out there is Kayak, for example. Expedia, Travelocity, and Orbitz are all the same brand. Priceline is also a popular brand locally. Cheapo Air is also out there. So there's plenty of brands out there where you can do comparison shopping. But the real problem is you put your credit card in, you get your reservation, but you don't realize there may be, quote-unquote, hidden fees. And the most hidden fees that are out there, quote unquote, they're not hidden if you go look at their website or look at our Spirit, Allegiant, and Frontier right now.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Kathy in West Bend, on to you now. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Thank you, Larry and Rick.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, this is amazing timing because I was booking flights today. I was looking at them last night. So thank you again. This is amazing. I'm looking to book from Chicago to Denver, Denver to Phoenix, and then Phoenix back to Chicago in March, the middle of March to the end of March. And if you compare.
Yeah, you should be shopping right now. Yeah, you need to be shopping right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've played around with dates and to get the best fares, and I've used your city-to-city-to-city function, and then I've gone with just an individual ticket from Chicago to Denver. And
yeah, you can do them separately with one-way tickets if you want to try. Usually it's a little more expensive that way, but sometimes it can be cheaper doing it that way.
Okay, it's looking like $150 less if I buy individual tickets. I'm wondering if there is any risk to that.
The only they call that in the industry split ticketing, so you're actually buying multiple tickets. And the only risk there is that if you're switching from different airlines as part of your buying these one-ways, that if you miss your flight for whatever reason, and there's lots of reasons to miss them, let's say you have a tight connection or something like that, then there's sort of no recourse for you to get on the next flight. You're going to be at the mercy. So that there is one slight hitch there. But if you leave yourself plenty of time, typically it's a great way to actually do those tickets and split them up.
Okay, I wasn't clear. I'm going to stay in Denver for a week, and I'm going to stay in Phoenix for a week.
Oh, yeah, then you have plenty of time then. So what happens, sometimes people will buy a ticket, let's say, from Madison to let's say, Denver or something, and then another ticket an hour later from Denver to Phoenix where they're going. And if they're on two separate airlines and you miss your connection because the first airline was late for some reason, then you have to start worrying because it's not a complete ticket that covers both of the city. So, but because you're staying for such a lengthy time in between, you're in perfectly good shape.
All right.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling, Kathy. Appreciate your call. You can join in too, by the way. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. Bill in Oregon is up next. Bill, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Got a couple questions for Rick.
Sure.
First one's a general one. Is there a good source for researching baggage agreements between airlines?
Google is your best source, right? If you want to do, and if you Google words like baggage allowance, baggage fees on each airline, there's a really simple query on each airline. Just say site:aa.com on Google, and you can type in baggage fee. It's not that easy to find their baggage policy. I actually wrote a column one time for ABC News on how buried it is in some cases. Sometimes it's on the homepage. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's buried on there. So, but you can you can find it.
I'm not so much worried about the fees. It's actually which airlines have baggage agreements with other airlines.
Oh, you're talking about interline agreement. Yeah, so essentially if you buy your ticket through ticket, all that's going to have a relationship. But essentially the top airlines, like Southwest doesn't have an agreement with any of the other airlines, for example.
Mm-hmm.
JetBlue has an agreement with some airlines like Lufthansa and some other ones. All the other legacy airlines, including Delta, United, and American, have their alliance partners, which are called SkyTeam. So you got SkyTeam,
Oneworld,
and Star Alliance. And all those airlines with all those are going to be the ones that actually will have baggage agreements. Now, in some cases, they might have a deal. I've seen some of them do deals with Alaska Airlines. They have some partnerships with Delta and American, for example. Mm-hmm. Virgin America has a couple partnerships with long-haul carriers. With those, you have to look them up on the individual website because they're not part of an alliance program.
Okay. And I had a second question, strictly about fare compare. Mm-hmm. Is there a good way to see rates over time for a given route?
Yeah, if you sign up for the alerts stuff, when you send out the alerts, we'll have some of that over-the-time alerts information on there. Also, on some of our pages, we also show historical time frame and alerts as well and price points on those particular ones. So if you sign up for alerts, you'll start to get that data.
Okay. Well, I'll have to hunt around a little bit more then. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, when you just go to the quote box, it'll put up a little message that says, do you want to sign up for alerts? You have to click the checkbox and enter your email address.
There we go. Thanks so much for calling, Bill. Appreciate it. Rick Zini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com, our guest today on this membership drive. It's our winter membership drive.
Winter, yes.
Yeah, Kate Archer-Kent with me as well today. And we're here to tell you that we count on you. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, but we do really count on you to help keep these discussions on the air. So I hope you'll give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And what's exciting is we have this dollar-for-dollar match going on up to $4,000, and there is plenty of match money on the table right now, in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because Current members, including supporters in Madison and Middleton, will double every dollar you give. And it's their way of inspiring you to support WPR right now. Double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying this conversation with Rick Cini about air travel. Rick does a great job of helping you and helping me save some money. It's fun. It's interesting. It's important. It's relevant right now. I think it's an example of the kind of conversations we have on this show.
Yes, indeed. So take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours of great radio possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've been listening to WPR for a while without pledging, maybe you haven't given because you didn't know we're listener supported. Well, you've heard it here, right here on this show. Dun, 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 dun. You're the single largest piece of our budget. Comes from you, from listeners. Maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard. That's possible, isn't it, Kate?
An outlier, sure, yeah.
An outlier.
But you are still listening, and
yes.
All these
even
months,
after all this.
Yeah, or all these years, or perhaps all these decades later. So how about now? Make that donation right now. Your gift of $5 or $10 a month, or whatever amount you choose, really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because I think we're commercial free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. Certainly state and federal corporate funding are all important, but there's another source that's very important as well.
Yeah, big piece of that pie, the single largest piece of that budget pie, it is you. Your support makes all the difference. It is the backbone of our funding. So make your pledge right now. It will be doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater.
I'm Kathy Ross, and I live in Whitewater. I'm originally from North Carolina, and there, public radio was very much part of my life. And so about 6 years ago, I came to southeastern Wisconsin to be closer to my family. And one of the things that my daughter told me before I got here was, Mom, you're going to love WPR. And she was right.
All the credit is mine for introducing my mother to WPR. Probably one of the better things I've done for you, huh, Mom? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
Click Donate. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with our guest. With our guest. Oh, she's kind of a guest. She's the fly gal.
Thank you.
Kate Archer Kent. And she has a lovely voice, doesn't she?
Thank
she
you,
sounds
Larry.
Just so pleasing and so friendly when she asks you to give money. I can't imagine how you could even turn her down. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. Listen to her sweet voice as she talks about how we count on your gift.
Well, and I'm not going to change the subject here or anything, but because blushing here through the microphone, Wisconsin Public Radio is turning 100 this year, and we couldn't be prouder of this history. We're just as excited about our future, and that's where you come in. We pledge to deepen our commitment to providing equal access to the news, information, and entertainment that creates opportunity for everyone.
And we're going beyond broadcast. We've got the new technologies, community projects to better serve and connect the people of Wisconsin. And we have some big goals, and your support makes it all possible. And I think it's really an exciting time to be part of WPR. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I keep glancing at the computer, looking at our match. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. Make use of it. It's from current members, including supporters in Madison and Middleton. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. $100 turns into $200. You know how that goes. Take advantage of of this match. Double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whatever your reason is for listening to Wisconsin Public Radio and this program, that's also your reason for giving. Maybe WPR is your source for in-depth news or interesting talk about a variety of topics, or maybe it's beautiful classic music. Maybe you'll love the weekend shows.
Regardless, whatever your reason is for tuning in, we invite you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support, your support makes WPR happen every day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to more than 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution, any amount, is pooled with other member contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
And we use that money to bring you great programs every day, like the Larry Mueller Show. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you have pledged already, thank you so much. If you haven't pledged, boy, this is the time to do it. Take care. Advantage of that dollar-for-dollar match right now. We've got about $2,800 more to go. So do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. So happy you're with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at air travel with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He comes by about once a month to talk with us about what's going on in the airline industry and where to get the best deals. And certainly every line is filled. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Karen in Milwaukee next. Karen, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm planning a trip with my husband to Brazil for a month, and we already have our tickets there and back. But the travel guides that I read mention that the best way to travel between cities in Brazil is to obtain an air pass, and that you need to get the air pass before you arrive in Brazil. And from looking on the internet, I just cannot figure out how to get that air pass. So I don't know, how do you get one of those, and how do they work?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm not an expert in domestic travel in Brazil, but I do know that there's a couple different airlines. The interior part where you have the Amazon, there's an airline that's extremely popular that's for the locals. Then you have an airline which was based on JetBlue that actually flies between Rio and Sao Paulo and a couple of the other cities interior, called Azul, A-Z-U-L, which is blue in Spanish. And so those two airlines are the ones that make up the bulk. You also have Gol, which is another airline there that you need to check into. As far as an air pass is concerned, I haven't heard of that, of an air pass that sort of get the, you pre-buy mileage on that particular air pass. I will check into it, though. If you send a note to customer.service@faircompare.com, my director of marketing in one of the companies that I have here is actually a native Brazilian, so I'll ask him about that and make sure that I know that, because he would be an expert in that area.
That would be great, because I have run into nothing but roadblocks trying to...
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that. There are air passes on regular airlines, but you prepay by the mile, like on American, Delta, and whatnot. Usually those are way more expensive than buying on the open market, so that's why I'm a little bit surprised that everybody thinks that that's actually going to be cheaper. So I'll have to check into that, because typically the airlines don't like to offer open-ended things like that are cheap. It's very rare for them to do that.
All right. There we go. Thank you so much for calling. And that's, again, that's travel@faircompare.com?
Just customer.service@faircompare.com, and just mention Wisconsin Public Radio, and they'll forward it directly over to me.
All right. Thanks again, Karen, for calling. Ellen in Middleton, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry and Steve. I'm planning a trip this fall, October, November time frame, for a month to visit my Kiwi kids. And I've got a couple questions. One is, does it make sense to get a round trip to the West Coast and then book my flight to New Zealand, or do it as a continuous ticket?
And sure,
Rick, I think I know what you're going to say.
Well, there's two schools of thought. I'm in the school of thought that I actually do book a ticket, a round trip ticket to the West Coast, and then buy a West Coast ticket into Australia and New Zealand, mainly because I like to spend the extra time there one night over just preparing for the trip. It's a long flight if you do it all the way. I live in Dallas. It adds another 3 or 4 hours onto the trip if you actually fly. I'm not a huge fan of the nonstop between Dallas and Sydney. It's an extremely long flight. And typically you can actually find cheaper deals because you open up some of the options. Like Virgin Australia flies out of Los Angeles, for example. They have some low-cost tickets into there. You also have Air New Zealand. You have Air Fiji, a couple other airlines that fly that you would have more difficult finding tickets out of Minneapolis and Chicago, where you can actually find them out of the West Coast, and they are much cheaper as well.
Okay, and when should I start looking for tickets if I'm planning on going mid-October?
Yeah, so you want to do it approximately 5 months ahead of time. You're a little early right now. The only time that you would break that rule is if oil prices start to dip, into the 40s and 30s, and you see prices start to drop dramatically. But there has been some really good pricing out of the West Coast into Australia and New Zealand over the last month or so, and I expect that to continue over the next 2 or 3 months. So I'd start shopping in the next month and a half or two, just kick the tires a little bit. But typically, they're not going to have those really good sale prices until about the May time frame for that trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it
sure.
is a long flight.
Yeah.
I did it last February, and it's a killer.
And yeah,
even with the stopover.
Yeah.
and Ellen can sign up for alerts with your.
Yeah, no, you can sign up for alerts, and we should sign them up if you're going to fly into New Zealand and Auckland, and or even if you're flying into Australia, and there's a couple airlines you can fly out of there to get to New Zealand as well. Just sign up out of San Francisco and sign up out of Los Angeles, so your two best bets. That's where you're going to see the cheapest prices.
Great. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill in Sheboygan Falls, on to you now. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Rick.
Sure.
Well, here's a gentleman without computer savvy. I have a dream trip. I've gone to Amsterdam, hop over to Bremen, visited relatives in North Germany, rented a car, and traveled south. The dream trip would be to go south without a return ticket, at least that's my thoughts, at Munich or Vienna or sometime. I'd decide to come back. Talk to me, please, about the whole picture, but the return trip in itself, how I anticipate going to a travel agent in Munich or Vienna. But there may be something really...
Sure. Okay, so a couple things you want to know. First of all, one-way nonstop tickets to Europe are extremely expensive. In fact, they're more expensive than round-trip tickets. So you don't want to fly one-way. You have a couple options. If you don't know when you want to come back, that's essentially an open-ended trip where you don't know when you want to come back. Everything is sort of set up for all the cheap stuff to know exactly what date you're coming back, even if you can't make it on that particular day. Now, they do have what they call round the world tickets. The acronym is RTW, round the world, and those round the world tickets let you make up to, I think it depends on the ticket, anywhere from 4 to 8 stops along the way, basically at any sort of any time frame you want. And so I think what you're probably looking for, and you typically want to buy those through a travel agent. They're offered by the Alliance, the programs of the airlines. You have Star Alliance, SkyTeam, and One World, where you can buy round-the-world tickets. But this is something you probably want to set up with a travel agent. It's going to be way cheaper for you. If you want to do business class or coach, you have some options there. But it's going to give you the flexibility that I think you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Could he as well... figure out a possible date for return and then sign up to have a sort of a change of ticket fee?
You can, yeah. The change fees are typically $250.
Oh, they're around. Quite a bit. Okay.
Yeah, so many times it eats up the entire cost. But and sometimes it's actually better to buy two round trips and assume that you're going to come back, and if not, then just let them know, and then you may have some value left on that ticket, usually around 10 months or 11 months. That many times is cheaper than actually buying two one-way trips. They just don't actually file one-way fares between, especially transatlantic fares. You just don't see a lot of them. And the ones they do file are typically three or four times the round-trip fare.
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, I know one gal who's not into one-way tickets. She's around the round, go and come back, and that's Kate Archer-Kett. And you always come back to us, don't you?
I always make it back,
she
yes.
She always comes back to us. And I'm so glad she's back today. She made the round trip. She went from the studio back to another office, and now here she is, round trip right back to the studio here to help me with this winter membership drive. And our goal is to keep bringing you topics like air travel with Rick Seedy of faircompare.com. And your support is what makes it happen. So I hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a big difference at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And yes, we have this dollar for dollar match up to $4,000. This is hanging over our heads right now, Larry. It's in effect right now. We want to make sure we do not leave any of this match money left unclaimed. This is a great time to pledge right now because current members, including supporters in Madison and Middleton, will double every dollar you give right now. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double the impact of your pledge right now. There is plenty of match money left here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
But not so much that we can't make it up. It's about $1,400 yet, so there's a lot of room here. And, you know, think as you're thinking about what to contribute, think about some of our guests, the regular guests we have in this program. Peter Green talks with us about computers. P.J. Leash answers endless questions about insects. Melinda Meyer, she's a nationally known gardening expert.
You get great information, information you can use in your life from these guests and so many others on this program. It's a real pleasure to have them on, and it's your contribution that makes it possible. So pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this winter membership drive, pledges of all amounts have been coming in from $10 up through multiple thousands of dollars. You can join the 9XM Leadership Circle with your gift of $100 or $200 a month for the programming essential to your life.
And you will make a difference in your own life and enhance the quality of life for so many others around our state. So make that leadership gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years of broadcasting. And even though some of your favorite shows weren't around in 1917, what if they were?
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, with President Woodrow Wilson's second term looming, we'll check in on what this could mean for the temperance movement.
We'll talk to a UW professor about the passing of Buffalo Bill Cody and the legacy he left behind.
And for Food Friday, we sample the hottest new food invention, marshmallow fluff.
That's a fad that's not going to catch on. It's all coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.
Okay, so maybe Central Time wasn't around to cover 1917, but we've been through a lot in our first 100 years, and it's all thanks to listeners like you. Here's to the next century of broadcasting. Help build our future now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent, asking for your support of WPR during this winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is 10 bucks a month, or maybe it's 20. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And you might have a monthly subscription for your cell phone, perhaps Netflix, anyone. Now we're asking you to support WPR like you pay for other services that you rely on.
The difference is that you decide how much to give, support the programs that are part of your day, become a WPR sustainer when you choose that monthly gift amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, you know that you can count on getting reliability and value in return for your investment in WPR. We're reliable. Larry is reliable. You've been here for decades, and there's no end in sight.
I've been here about half the life of WPR, as a matter of fact. I don't know if I'm a great value. There's somebody said, we are a great value. I'm not so sure about me, but you can turn on the radio at any hour of the day, not just from 11 to 12:30, and you're going to hear something interesting, and you're going to learn something new, and you get to decide how much you pay for this great service. So invest in WPR right now. Choose the amount you want to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
No time like the present. We have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect still right now from current members, including supporters in Madison and Middleton. Your gift of $50 will turn into $100. 100 turns into 200. And I know you know how a match works. So take advantage of it right now. Double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
And I think it's only good till the top of the hour. So there's about $1,000 to go here.
Yep.
So we really want to make that goal. Joy would be so disappointed in me. But I tell you what, if you ask a WPR member why they give, they'll probably say, hey, it feels good. Feels good to know you're part of making something special happen.
It does. And so make your first ever gift right now and enjoy excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount. When you give, when you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value, less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
Yeah, a dollar a day comes to $30 or $31 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or your credit card. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think we get to slop over into the next hour a couple of minutes. So if you haven't contributed yet, we can still make that goal. Do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here taking a look at air travel today with Rick Sini. Rick is a regular guest on the show. He's CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. And if you have a trip you're contemplating and a question about it, join in. Number's 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. And Mary in Pewaukee, we are turning to you. Mary, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Glad to be a part of the show. And I just wanted to say I'm going to Paris, France, first time with my daughter, for both of us. And as I heard a previous caller, I think it's supposed to be start looking 5 months out. So we will be doing that soon. And is there a certain airline or whatever else, maybe, I mean, quickly, that you could tell us as to how to prepare or what not to do, or maybe a must do. Anything
okay,
on that?
Okay, sure, yeah. Let me give you a couple tips, right? So I did mention, I think, briefly, but I'll restate. The days of the week to travel are Monday through Thursday. They're actually about $50 to $80 cheaper round trip than traveling on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It sounds like you're going to be there a while. The cheapest tickets require a seven-day or a Saturday night minimum stay. Sounds like you're going to stay at least 7 days there. So that sounds – and it sounds like fun, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
So a couple things there. As far as airlines are concerned, there's a couple things you should know. If you're flying out of one of the regional cities, Madison, Green Bay, a variety of other ones, it's usually cheaper to actually fly out of a big hub city into Paris, like –
out of Minneapolis or Chicago, typically about $200 to $250 cheaper. So it depends, you know, I mean, on what you're looking for. If you have a big group going or not, you might want to look at the trade-off and those costs. But you essentially, if you're flying, you have a variety of airlines that are out there that are flying those routes. You have Delta, United, and American would be the three legacy airlines that will get you into Paris. Some will have nonstops. Chicago will have more nonstops than Minneapolis, for example. But you also have some other airlines that will get you in the neighborhood, which is sometimes even better. You have Aer Lingus, somebody mentioned before, which is typically $100 or $200 cheaper than the rest of the airlines. You also have Iceland Air. There's new airlines out there called WOW Air as well. Norwegian Air is flying that those routes as well. So you might want to check those airlines as well. At least some of them are doing it on Dreamliners as well, all coach flights, for example, in that particular case. So I would definitely check that out. You're shopping around 5 months ahead of time. Sounds like you're getting close to doing that. Now, I will also note, when you're flying into Europe, there are times to fly. Like the last week in August, the prices drop typically into Europe by about $150 round trip. So one person leaves on August 23rd, and they pay $150 more than the person that leaves on August 24th. So just know that there are certain days that you can go that are much cheaper.
Is there a difference if you fly into Orly or Charles de Gaulle? Or does that make a difference?
Yeah, Orly is more like a local airport, sort of for interior European travel, and De Gaulle would be where all your international.
Everybody goes into Charles de Gaulle. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, it's sort of like having a big metro airport like O'Hare in Chicago, and then having Midway, which is more localized.
Yeah, I guess I remember flying into Orly. And then we took a helicopter from Orly to Charles de Gaulle, which was quite a nice little trip.
There's actually another little airport about 40 or 50 miles outside of Paris that Ryanair, which is one of the biggest airlines, super low-cost airline like a Spirit Airlines here in the U.S., mm-hmm. they fly into there as well, which is an option for some people. I will note, and I've been to Europe, I think last time I looked, it's over 50 times.
Oh, my goodness.
My wife is half Austrian, so we visit a lot over there, and I have business over there at least two or three times a year. So the locals there almost rarely take trains anymore. They're all taking low-cost airlines. Depending on where you are, there's at least way more than there are in the United States. There's probably 8 to 10 different low-cost airlines you can fly on over there, and those tickets are typically less than 50 or 60 euros if you buy them ahead of time.
Hmm. Well, Susan in Oconomowoc has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We're going to Scotland sometime between August and October. I'm looking for the best time to go, and there's another place to fly into other than London, and
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're talking to the right person because my business partner is Scottish, so I fly there at least once a year. I went to the Ryder Cup there a couple of years ago at Glen Eagles, so I've probably been there 10 or 12 times. And I pretty much know the lay of the land. So
you have
a couple different things you can do. You can get into Edinburgh, which is sort of the main hub central city there. And there are flights out of, for example, the East Coast. I think there's one out of Newark. I think one out of Philadelphia. And there may even be one out of Chicago. I'm not sure. But typically, almost the bulk of flights, you would connect in London and then go into Edinburgh.
Okay.
You can also go to Glasgow as well, which is more in the central section. Edinburgh is my favorite because it's over there by St. Andrew's Golf Course, which is the place I like to go.
Yeah.
But you also have sort of the mountain area, which is the Highlands section, which is, to me, the most beautiful area. As you go up into the Highlands, you go towards the north as well. So you have sort of the central, you have the west coast, and you have the east coast. So you can typically, you want to buy your ticket, again, about 5 months in advance of flying if you haven't already purchase your ticket. And typically you're going to connect in London if you're flying from, for example, Minneapolis or Chicago. But if you're connecting on the East Coast, you can fly directly into Edinburgh with a connection in JFK, for example, or Newark.
Last time I set those tickets, we landed in Dublin and then went from Ireland. We had a really good ticket.
Yeah, there's some low cost airlines that do that route as well. You can also connect in Amsterdam as well, which sometimes you can find some cheap tickets in. And the difference between those are, when you're connecting in London, you typically are going to fly American Airlines because their huge relationship with British Airways. And then you have Delta has Virgin Atlantic, and also Air France is its partner. So Virgin Atlantic is its partner there. And then United, for example, is partnered up with Lufthansa, so they don't have as much traffic into London as some of the other carriers.
Got it. Thanks so much. Good luck, Susan. Have fun.
Thanks.
And Colin in Viroqua, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, my son is going to be graduating graduate school in Durham University. So we are going to be flying to England, and I know nothing about this. It's going to be happening in January of 2018. Well, give me some pointers.
Okay, a couple pointers. January is a little chilly in England, so wear a jacket. Pointer number one. Great time to fly, actually. It's the cheapest time to fly there because it's way off season. What you want to do is not fly in the first week of January because there's a little bit of New Year's traffic that goes back and forth that drives ticket prices up. You want to start shopping at the tail end of summer. You're a little early right now to be shopping for January. Again, fly on Monday through Thursday if you can. Those are the cheaper days to fly. And then typically if you want to save a couple hundred dollars and you're in, let's say 100 to 150 miles away from Chicago or Minneapolis, you're probably better off actually originating out of Chicago or Minneapolis. It's typically cheaper as well.
All right.
Okay. And where would I be flying into then?
You're going to fly into London, but you could actually, fly into Ireland. There's flights in there, and then you could take another flight in. It depends. Are you a heavy packer?
No.
Yeah, so then you can also look at going into Dublin. If you're a heavy packer, then fly into London. But you can fly into Dublin, for example. You can fly into Amsterdam, connect over. But essentially, everything sort of centers around London. Now, there are flights to other places like Manchester and other places within the country, but typically for all people that are going across the ocean, it's typically going to be London or one of the other hub cities that's fairly close by, like Amsterdam Paris. Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you so much. Terry in Franksville, your turn. Hi, Terry.
Hi. My husband and I are planning to fly to the Canadian Rockies in June. And we want to fly into Edmonton and fly out of Calgary. So I have a couple questions. I've looked into it. I haven't booked any flights yet, but all of them have a layover, mostly in the U.S. So one of my questions is, do I go through international security during that layover, or do I go through security at my origination?
Yeah, so your international border crossing will be where you land, right, so that crosses that border. So your first stop that lands in another country is where you'll go through security. So that'll be both coming and going. So coming back when you go across the U.S. border, and when you're heading over to Canada, you'll be doing it there. It'd be sort of odd to have a connection into Calgary because it's in the middle of sort of by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't connect in another Canadian city. You wouldn't connect in Vancouver or over in Montreal or something like that. So typically it'll be in Calgary where you actually go through security.
Okay, excellent. And then I've been hearing for international flights to plan 5 months ahead. I've been reading articles to book, no sooner than 3 months ahead. Does that rule apply to Canada?
International, typically the 5 month rule is typically on transoceanic travel. Since you're just crossing the Canadian border, it's more like North American, which is about 3 months before departure. You want to start shopping.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much for calling. And Jennifer in Wauwatosa, it's your turn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm calling because my husband and my daughter and I are flying to Belgium in August. Two of the flights we're going to purchase on our United credit card. And then the third flight, we're going to use rewards miles. So I kind of have two questions. The first is, should the flights seem really cheap right now? Should I wait another couple of weeks and hope it goes down again even more? And
so
then
when you
also,
say they seem cheap, what prices are you seeing? I'm not sure what days you're going again.
Yeah, so August, around the 9th to 20th, and right now they were only, I think it was about $800 a ticket.
Snap those up quickly.
Okay. And then also, do you know if, when it comes to using rewards miles, if I should, for that third ticket, go sooner or later, or as soon as possible? I don't know about when.
No, you need to start using, trying to look to redeem those miles. You're kind of in a perfect window right there. That's a little bit off season. It's later in the summer. It is a little more expensive than leaving in the last week or so in August, where prices tend to drop pretty dramatically. But, you know, $800 for a summertime trip, especially on the tail end of July, you're never going to see it. I don't think you'll be able to get a price that's going to be any less than about $740 or $750, and it's more likely to go up to
$950. Go the other way. So. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would go ahead and lock in those prices, and if you're going to be redeeming those miles, do that right away as well, because those long haul prices, especially into locations like London, are tougher to get. Brussels may actually be easier because it's sort of off the beaten path.
And good luck, and thank you so much, Rick. It's always a pleasure to talk with you today. Today and every day, thank you so much for being
sure,
with us
thank
today.
Thank you, Larry, and good luck with the drive.
Rick Zini is CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He comes by once a month to talk with us about air travel. He's a co-founder. Well, we have a co-founder of the program today. Is Kate Archer-Kent. She's
nice
co-founded this, this last 10 minutes of the show with me. You know why she's here? Well, she's here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support the programs you rely on, programs like this one. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Kate, we did great.
Well, yeah, we made our match. We were wringing our hands there.
Wringing my hands, really wringing.
Make sure that we got up and over. We heard from 41 members last hour. Thank you so much to everyone who pledged. Our goal this half hour is to get 10 pledges. And you know what? We're already started on that. We need 6 more pledges in this hour, so we can do that.
WPR is celebrating its first 100 years, a great time to support the station you love. So I hope you'll help us meet our goal and start the next 100 years strong with your centennial gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I just thoroughly enjoyed the conversation you had with Rick Zini, the CEO of FareCompare.com. We were hearing some very valuable information about air travel, when to look, what days to look. I mean, the tips were just flying left and right. This is an example of the great programming, the fabulous conversations you get on the Larry Mueller Show. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR with a 9XM Leadership Circle gift of $100 a month. Or that's $1,200 or more every year. It provides an important piece of funding for the programs that we rely on. We have many people in that leadership circle. I always show the secret handshake so they know how to get into the meetings and such. And people ask me about that. And yeah. I tell you what, it's a kind of a cool thing to do. Not only the handshake, but the gift. So give right now. Make your gift at that 9XM Leadership Circle. $100 a month or more.
Let's work together to build on this powerful resource that benefits so many people throughout Wisconsin. Make your leadership gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is celebrating its centennial. And this drive, we have something special for you. It's the latest WPR t-shirt. The front of the shirt features a Connect the Dots version of Wisconsin, where all the dots are cities where WPR has a station. They're dark blue, with light blue printing, cotton, made in the USA, and printed right here in Wisconsin. They're available in unisex sizes, small through 2XL. It's yours when you give $10 a month. Celebrate with us. Ask for your t-shirt now and show your support for WPR when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent. And asking for your support of WPR, whether it's $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever you choose, that's the right amount.
Help pay for the programs that you depend on. We're just glancing here at the computer. We're doing not bad this half hour. We're looking for four more pledges in the next 6 minutes. Four more pledges in the next 6 minutes. Make your donation now. We can do this. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network keeps you informed and entertained every day. I really enjoy it when I have a chance to listen to Kathleen Dunn and Joy Cardine. I kind of like Chapter a Day as well, although I can't listen every time. but Science Friday, that is a lot of fun. And there's so many others that you may have come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. So support the exciting mix of shows you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we have six folks who have contributed during this little time slot here, and four of them are new members, and new members are so important. Yeah. Without new members, we wouldn't be able to increase and improve our services as we do every year. When you make your first ever gift right now, it shows that you're willing to stand up and be counted in the next as the next member of our WPR community.
You care enough to listen, so now support your source for meaningful radio. And if you've never given before, make your first gift of $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount is best for you. You decide at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been around a long time. This year, it's 100 years of public broadcasting. I wonder what it's going to be like in another 100 years. We won't be here.
We won't be here.
But I tell you what, there may be folks, listening. They'd have to be pretty young, probably. Yeah. But if you think back 100 years, the changes, we've grown so much over the years. We have 35 stations across Wisconsin. We started with one. Now we've got 35. We've got three networks. We've got hours of original live content every weekday, unlike many public radio stations. Yeah. I think we have some dynamic online content and a whole lot more.
And there's plenty of growing to do in the next 100 years. Our future is full of promise because of support from listeners like you. So make your centennial gift, your birthday gift to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can be one of the three. You can take us over the top here. You can be one of the three. We're looking for three more pledges in the next couple of minutes right now. Yeah, make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It makes a big difference.
Giving it takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Become a sustainer. It's easy to set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account. Take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have lots of friends who are sustainers. Maybe you're a sustainer. Or maybe you've already given during this drive, or maybe you renew your membership in the mail, whatever. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
And there's still something more you can do to help. Encourage a friend to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community. Sometimes we all need a bit of a nudge from a friend to do the right thing.
Help us grow our membership. Motivate a friend to make a pledge right now. Tell them to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And listeners provide the single piece, biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. Make your pledge of any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep WPR strong. You can help right now. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We're going to go away here in just a few seconds, but I really sincerely want to thank you if you've already contributed. And please, if you haven't, do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.